USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
San Diego County Sheriff Bill Gore says they're looking into the synagogue shooter's purported online manifesto.
We are collecting digital evidence, and we're aware of his manifesto, which we are in the process of reviewing to determine its validity and authenticity.
A 19-year-old student has been charged with killing one person and wounding three more at the synagogue in Bowie. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway was asked on CNN's State of the Union if the president will block former White House attorney John McCann from testifying before Congress on the Mueller report.
Executive privilege is always an option. It's always on the table. But Don McGahn has already talked under oath for 30 hours, and this is just presidential harassment.
So he is going to Mueller, is he going to block me?
I didn't say that.
I said
it's his right.
The president in recent days has complained about House Democrats stepping up their investigations in the aftermath of the special counsel's probe, which ended last month, without concluding the president colluded with Russia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Iran's foreign minister tells Fox News Sunday that U.S. Middle East allies are trying to escalate tensions with Iran all the way to conflict. President Trump's national security advisor John Bolton responds, telling Fox Iran's missiles are a direct threat to Europe.
Our objective is the elimination of Iran's nuclear program, making sure its ballistic missile program is under control. So we have worked for the past year that I've been in the administration very closely with all of our European allies.
Earlier this month, the U.S. State Department took the historic step to designate the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps in its entirety as a foreign terrorist organization. Massachusetts Congressman and Democratic presidential hopeful Seth Moulton tells CNN's State of the Union the idea of single-payer health care is a bad idea, citing his experience with the Department of Veterans Affairs.
When people show up at the VA and they can't even get seen for months, when I get sent home with the wrong medications after having a minor surgery, I mean, that is not good.
Taking a shot at his Democratic opponents, Moulton has said he's a Democrat, not a socialist. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At a rally in Wisconsin last night, President Donald Trump seemed very confident about his re-election chances in 2020.
I'll tell you what, you know, people say, oh, he wants to take over the country. He wants to extend. They don't believe I'm leaving in 6 years. He wants to extend. He wants to have presidency for life. These are sick people. I promise at the end of 6 years I'll be very happy, but you're going to be left with the strongest country you've ever had. I promise you.
Mr. Trump opted for his Wisconsin rally rather than the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington, telling staff members not to attend as well. That dinner did not include the usual comedian. Instead, this year's keynote speaker was author and historian Ron Chernow, who recalled President Ronald Reagan also missed a Correspondents' Dinner.
He was shot and nearly killed outside this very hotel, the Washington Hilton, as he was about to duck into his limousine. A bullet lodged within an inch of his heart. Reagan was scheduled to speak at, yes, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And so he telephoned in this line instead. Quote, if I could give you just one little bit of advice, when somebody tells you to get into a car quick, do it.
Chernow did take a few shots at President Trump, ending with a quote from Mark Twain. Politicians and diapers must be changed often and for the same reason. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.